Are you feeling a little out of place in your social circles now that you're going through a divorce? Maybe your couple friends are more distant, you feel like you get invited to less things, or is your new co-parenting schedule making it a little difficult to get on the same page as your friends? Shoot, maybe you're like me and you find yourself not relating to your neighborhood the way that you once did. I mean, life in suburbia certainly can feel different once your family dynamics shift after a divorce. It can be a struggle to find your footing again in social settings after you separate, and you may naturally retract from some of the social landscapes you were once a part of. This is Divorced and Determined AF, the show that supports women with the information you need to know before, during, and beyond divorce. My name is Jamie Milam, and I am determined to empower you to live the life that you desire and deserve through the power of awareness. And that does mean normalizing some of this. So today I want to talk with you about the reality of the changing social dynamics post-divorce. Because when something feels a bit more normalized, you won't feel like it's a you thing, but more of this is just one of those things that might come with the divorce territory. How might this show up in your world and what will help you navigate this social transition? Well, I'll give you a few examples of what you might expect, and I'll share the top 5 tips that I have to help you cope with these social landscapes that are changing, help you rebuild a newly aligned social life, and find joy and peace post-divorce. And of course, if you're looking for more resources along this journey, when the episode is finished, head over to peaceofminddivorce.info to access our free resource library. Now, let's get started. Divorce is an overwhelming process that most of us did not know how to navigate until we were in the thick of it, which can cost us a lot more time, money, and energy than necessary. Divorced and Determined AF hopes to change that. I'm your host, Jamie Milam. I'm a realtor and a certified divorce specialist who not only works with divorcing couples when selling their home, but I am also divorced, and I know firsthand how much having thorough resources would positively impact women for years to come. I'm bringing together fellow divorcees and experts working in the field to talk about this private taboo topic, all with the goal to help you feel prepared, educated, assured, confident, and empowered to make informed decisions related to your divorce journey. So whether you're just now considering a divorce, in the midst of it, or are now navigating a new norm and are determined AF to do it your way, this is your safe space. You deserve it. Welcome back, ladies. Last week on episode 67, we heard Rosa share her story about having very little social connections during her marriage, especially without her children being present. But this week, I wanted to share a different perspective, a personal one, in fact, one where maybe your social environments just no longer feel as comfortable as they once did. Because after all, each of us, we have very unique circumstances. No divorce is the same as another. But we can often find similarities in the way that we end up feeling. And when we hear someone else having experiences similar to ours, it can relieve some pressure by normalizing some of those emotions that you're having. So I can specifically speak from the perspective of being a working mom who did have time away on her own. Towards the end of our marriage, my child was a younger teenager, so he often had friends that he could go and hang out with, which allowed us to be able to get out on our own without our kiddo or together. And given that my son was older and more independent, I didn't feel the same pressures that Rosa did of needing to make sure that my husband would be okay at home alone with our kid. And although we didn't have many couple friends, we did have some events that we would be invited to as a couple or have people to hang out with down at our neighborhood pool, you know, very much the atypical American suburban neighborhood. In fact, I shared even back in episode 57 a bit about how my ex had an extended stay in the hospital just before our separation, and a friend of mine had started a meal train, and the guilt that I had felt about that, which I'm certain that also contributed to some of the emotions that I felt after we separated too, that guilt. I mentioned the meal train because it is, you know, a part of that neighborhood feel that you have, especially in suburbia. I mean, even prior to our separation, I also held a monthly book club and I hosted it in my house every month.
But after the divorce, everything just seemed so overwhelming and I could only get to what I could get to. My business was booming and now I was exclusively managing my home on my own and navigating my son's time and attention on my own. So as women, especially trying to juggle everything, I think it's easy for us to start to retreat into our own bubble, partly because we feel like maybe we're dropping the ball in a few areas and we feel shame or judgment around that. And maybe partly because we just might not be ready to really disclose or discuss our current situation. And trust me, it's not abnormal for you to only tell a handful of your closest friends. And in fact, I think it's healthy to not make a spontaneous public announcement because I think that you need time to process so that you don't allow any outside noise or opinions to invade your healing process. But it's still important to have a support system around you. I mean, to be very honest with you, it took 3 months after our separation for me to tell my parents and my grandmother, and I wrote them a letter. I don't have a close relationship with my parents, and I wasn't really ready to discuss it, but I didn't want them to hear it or see it on social media first before hearing it from me. And I think it was about 9 months before I truly put a post out that mentioned our divorce specifically. Nonetheless, sometimes I think that we withdraw because maybe we fear that we're going to be faced with the questions about our divorce, right? Hence me writing letters. And you don't have the strength or the boundaries in place to politely shut down those conversations. I mean, there's no denying that showing up at the neighborhood pool by yourself just doesn't feel the same when you are used to going with your spouse. And if you live in suburbia, it's not exactly comfortable in the beginning to show up and be around other couples or even seeing families intact. You know, maybe you fear that your couple friends will feel pressure to choose sides, or maybe you think that they already have and they don't realize how it's hurting your feelings. And the truth is, you guys, some friends, they will drift away simply because they don't know how to manage it from their side. Some won't know how to talk about anything but your divorce. And honestly, some may just stop showing up because being around someone who took the leap when they aren't ready to, it's too hard for them. And maybe it's because they're afraid that it'll influence them. Maybe they're trying, you know, to keep their marriage together and they're trying to work on it. And being around somebody who has had a divorce, it might influence them to go that direction too. I mean, it's a sad stat, but I'll share it with you just to kind of put this into reality check. But according to Pew Research, as reported by Forbes, couples who have friends who divorce, they have a 75% increase in the risk of their own marriage ending. So, you know, there's a valid reason there why some of them might step away, but doesn't mean that it still doesn't leave you feeling a certain way. Because needless to say, when it feels like the ground beneath you is shifting, you're left wondering, where do you fit in? You know, losing friends is like losing a piece of yourself, isn't it? We've talked about that on this show, about how you can feel that sense of loss of identity. We talked about that back in episode 61. It's a lonely feeling, and it's okay to admit that. But staying in that feeling isn't healthy. And sometimes doing a ton of things just to keep yourself busy to avoid the emotions of it all. I mean, I'm speaking from experience, y'all. My business was booming. I had just put a team together and still I went and bought a condo to renovate to turn into an Airbnb to manage on my own, you know? So if you're not careful, it can take you down a slippery slope. It takes balance, friends, and you have to be aware of it. And you do need to engage in ways during this time that you're trying to figure out a new normal that's going to keep you feeling stable and supported. So let's talk a bit about what you can do when you feel like your social landscape is changing. and you no longer feel like you fit into what social circles you once had. Because I'm here to tell you, as a gal who is currently living in suburbia while my son finishes high school, it does feel different. It does. And I'll share with you a couple little examples along the way here, okay? The first tip that I really want to give you, you've got to seek support, babe. I mean, the first thing I'm almost always going to suggest is to engage the help of a therapist or a mental health professional of some sort. I cannot express enough how much that safe space supported me and still supports me to this day. It really gives you the opportunity to get to the root of things, you know, process the stages of grief for the loss of your marriage and practice communicating what you need. You know, in that space, you're going to be able to vent, you're going to be able to yell, to cry, and do so all without judgment. It's going to let you release these things from your body, which you need to do because your body will keep tabs on this. But it allows you to do it in a way that doesn't have you just dumping on your friends, because you are going to want to include the support of your friends, whether that's existing friends or finding new friends, right? In hindsight, I wish I would have communicated with some of my book club gals that it would be really helpful if someone took over the hosting location. Instead of doing that, I just let it fall to the wayside. Having that friendship circle continue during those darkest months, it would have encouraged me to keep up my reading even when I felt like I didn't have the energy or the mental space to clean my house enough for people to come over. Your friends don't know if you need space or if you need companionship. And you know what? They don't know probably because you don't know. You know, it really is a roller coaster. But at the same time, they don't know unless we tell them. And let's face it, I mean, divorce is still an uncomfortable conversation for a lot of people, and they don't know how to approach it, which obviously I hope that we are making a dent into that. I hope that we're changing that some, that we're having a little bit more of this conversation so people can have a better understanding of how to support one another. But, you know, sometimes you've got to take the leap and you've got to ask for it because they cannot read our minds. And you know what? The truth is if you put yourself out there on a limb and you ask for that support and they're not willing to show up for you, especially when you ask, well, they may not be as close to you as you thought. I'm going to speak vulnerably here, and I'm just going to put the disclaimer here that yes, I am going to be somewhat vague just out of respect for the privacy of this gal in my life, but I personally was deeply hurt that in my darkest hours, someone who I considered one of my closest friends, she just wasn't there for me. And it was not easy for me to make new close connections after moving here, and hers was a friendship that I deeply valued. You know, she was there for me when my husband was in the hospital. She was even a part of this meal train. And then suddenly, she just wasn't there after our separation, which was only a few weeks later after the hospital stay. So I was confused. I was hurt. It was heart-wrenching. It felt somewhat like I was rejected. And it really did affect the way that I felt when I considered all of my other friendships. You know, if this one person wasn't there and I valued our friendship so much, did that mean that I really didn't have the friendships that I thought that I had? So it can be hard. And it leads me to give you the next tip, which is self-care. Ladies, you are going to need to embrace this. Some days, self-care might look like literally prioritizing getting more rest. Some days, it was telling myself just put one foot on the ground and get up and do my workout routine because I knew that if I did that, I would feel better for the day. Some days, it would be I just want to be curled up on the couch with Netflix. Some days it was asking a girlfriend to go out for a glass of wine with me. And some days it might be just exploring somewhere new. Hell, I take more baths now than I ever have in my life because I use that as a self-care mechanism to just relax my body, and have quiet me time. But I encourage you to also consider self-care as thinking about those friends who really show up for you and those who drain you, and choose who you're spending your time with wisely. If you are struggling with certain friendships that are changing, try journaling on that. I mean, it can help you separate the reality of what's happening from your imaginings. This way you can determine what seems, or well, who seems to be more in alignment for you. Because a lot of this can get really muddy. You know, these waters start to kind of run together and things can get really muddy, and it's hard to separate emotions out because you are processing a lot of emotions that have to do with the loss of often our best friend, you know, who we saw as our partner for the rest of our life. And it feels like your best friendship has split up and now you have these other friendships, and it can all just kind of make your friendship aspect elevated. And so sometimes when you're journaling, you can really separate it out. It comes kind of through this natural process that way. It's also a great way for you to reconnect with yourself, which is my third tip for you, really, because I want you to really take some time to rediscover yourself. Take this opportunity that you have in this life stage transition and really take time to rediscover yourself. So many women feel at a loss when their kids are away with the other parent. And I get it. You are used to them being with you. You don't want to miss out on the experiences there. You want to feel confident and comfortable that they are okay. They feel like a part of your identity. I get it, y'all. I am a mom too. That child was raised in my belly. And I know for those mamas who have children that they weren't able to have themselves, they are still a part of you. I get it. And it's hard sometimes to be around the same friends when you used to only do family-oriented stuff with them, or if it's hard for them to get away because they do have their kids, it's hard for you to be around that. And yeah, you may not want to push yourself to go over and hang out at their place because being around her and her kids is just a trigger for you when yours are gone. And it can feel more isolating when you get brave and ask that friend to join you somewhere just to be shot down, where it feels like you're being shot down because she doesn't have a sitter. But the truth is, ladies, your kids will be happier if you are happy too. So reconnect with things that bring you joy. You don't know what that is? Okay, go try some things. I want you to take the leap, even if it means doing it by yourself. And I mean that. I challenge you to be willing to try. Let me give you an example. I had a work colleague who is about 10 years younger than me, who had been inviting me for months while I was married to go to an EDM show sometime with him and his friends because he knew that I used to love EDM. Of course, I had always turned him down. But one day, about 2 or 3 months after our separation, I finally said yes. And wow, did something just reignite inside my soul. I cannot explain it. It felt so good. I began going again and again, even by myself. I would message him like, hey, are you guys going? And be like, no, we're not. I'm like, oh, darn. Well, I still wanted to go, so I would go. And eventually, it literally became my thing. I would have people ask me while I was out, oh, like, are you out here by yourself? I'd be like, yeah. And they're, oh my gosh, I love that for you. You know, it just became my thing. And I found that the things that I loved so much that I'm willing to even do them by myself has brought me more self-confidence than almost anything else. So that's another tip for you. I want you to embrace new connections because you never know where it'll lead you. By the way, that same friend, he has since moved across the globe, and in about a month, he's going to be acting as a personal tour guide for my son and I while we are there visiting Egypt. I mean, how amazing is that? Just because I finally said yes, I went and tried something. I have since been to 2-3 different festivals out of my city. I've traveled about half a dozen times to different cities just to go see a single DJ perform, because these are things that I love. And I'm so grateful that he reintroduced me to that. And what a great friendship to have. And I'm grateful that I get to see him here soon. So you just never know where it's going to lead you. Now, let me address the big one from today's theme. If you have been feeling out of place in your neighborhood, I first want you to know that is so normal. It's like suddenly being a puzzle piece that just no longer fits into the picture. Your neighborhood might feel different after your divorce. I mean, I'm going to throw another stat at you. There's a reason that there's a statistic that more than 60% of people who kept their home in their divorce end up selling it within 3 years. Whether that's because it becomes unaffordable or too big or too triggering, or it just no longer fits your lifestyle. So I want you to redefine your community. Your community doesn't have to be confined to the street that you live on. Seek out spaces where you feel welcomed and valued. That might be a local yoga class, a new gym. I mean, heck, it could be a community garden or even just an online forum where you can share your thoughts without judgment. You guys are my community. Those of you who listen and who follow our page and are a part of the Peace of Mind initiative, this is a new community for me. And I'm embracing that it has very much directly to do with divorce, because it's something that we have in common. It is community. And that might be that you have to get out and go explore, you know, new events or new groups, but having a mix of connections both in your neighborhood and outside of it will help you start to notice where you feel like you fit in best, which having that awareness is what's going to help you create alignment. Plus, it can be super helpful if a move may be in your future. I know for me, my son is heading to college this fall, and I don't plan to stay in this big old house of mine for long after that. So taking time to meet new people and explore different areas of our city and find things that I enjoy doing is really allowing me to be excited for the future and the opportunities that it holds. I mean, I get excited thinking about if I had the opportunity to buy a house near this one block within the city, because I've got a single girlfriend who has lived there by herself for quite some time. I've got a client who's older and super fun that lives across the street from her. And I'm like, man, if I just lived down the block, it would be so much fun. We could have so many great girl weekends, you know? So I'm excited about thinking what those possibilities are. And don't get me wrong, this is now 3 years after our separation and divorce. So it's not like it was like that instantaneously, but I hope this is helping you have some optimism about it though, because I know that it can be hard to find your footing after a divorce. You're not alone in that, babe. Even in the most amicable of divorces, people will experience areas of their life shifting and they will have to navigate new norms. But I want to remind you of this. Be the version of you that you want to be remembered for, that you want your kids to remember you as. Find things that allow you to experience joy and bring you peace. Because by looking forward with optimism and a sense of possibility, you really can create a fulfilling and peaceful life post-divorce.
Well, I'm sure I'm not the only one who's felt like their community shifted and had to rediscover ways to connect socially after a divorce. But my hope here is that you know that whether you're like Rosa from last week's episode and found that she can now be more sociable, or you're like me and you felt like suburbia just highlights how different things are now. Either way, there's some normalcy in all of this transitioning. My top 5 tips for helping you get through it is to seek support. And I do suggest both through a therapist as well as your closest friends that are still showing up for you. I want you to remember to practice self-care.
Find ways to reconnect with yourself and embrace the new connections that come along the way, even if it seems a bit out of the norm for your usual settings. And last but not least, redefine your community and where you can find it. What's important here, ladies, is that you create or find spaces where you feel valued and you can honor these feelings that you have while you navigate the new landscapes of this season. And speaking of redefining community, I'd love to invite you over into ours on the gram under Divorced and Determined AF. If there's a place that you won't feel alone, it's definitely there. And if you could use some additional support to help you navigate life post-divorce, we have some tips for you over in the resource center at peaceofminddivorce.info. So sign up for free today to access the full library. And until next week, friend, I wish you nothing but peace and determination.